This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And we are actually not in our regular Keene, New Hampshire studio. We have flown all the way to San Francisco at the Marriott Marquis Hotel for D10E. Now, we've been talking about this event. We've mentioned we're going to be attending. It's the Decentralization Conference, which means it's more than just about Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies. Right. Now, there's a lot of Bitcoiners here, a lot of cryptocurrency folks here, but also...
Yeah, special thanks to Arcade City for bringing us.
Yeah, awesome. And we're definitely going to be talking with Chris David from Arcade City at some point here today. But this is all about decentralization. So you've got people like John McAfee here who... are big-time security experts, and he was talking about that this morning. Just a huge variety of folks in the technology field are here, and I'm glad that we had the opportunity to come out. Again, thanks to Arcade City for sponsoring Free Talk Live, coming out to this event. We've got Brock Pierce with us. Mark, who is Brock?
Brock Pierce is, well, I mean, you might know him from The Mighty Ducks. He was one of the child stars in that great movie, but now he runs Blockchain.Capital.
Brock, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Glad to be here.
So what brought you on board with this event? How did that happen?
In a world where we've got a lot of conferences, I just felt like we needed another one.
It's different, though.
No, it's... I'm friends with the other conference that's going on here, Casual Connect, huge, the biggest
gaming conference.
Yeah, for mobile games. My background was in the games industry, and I helped build a couple of the tracks for them historically, and we were talking about Bitcoin, and they're like, well, if you want to, like, just kind of, you know everybody, let's, you know, just kind of ride on our coattails, we'll give you space. And so I said, well, that you made it a layup. You know, it turned out to be anything but at the time it seemed like it would be a walk in the park.
Space.
And
why not?
Hey, why not? And now here we are a few years later.
Cool. So you put this thing together, or you assisted in putting this thing together.
Yeah.
You know, Matt McKibben, we had him on the show a few days back, sort of talking about it in advance. He's been the one that's really running around here, getting everything done. But, you know, you're obviously in the blockchain sphere. What is Blockchain Capital?
Well, we were the first venture capital fund dedicated exclusively to financing companies in this space. We've got 44 portfolio companies invested in most everything that at least I found interesting, mm-hmm. whether it be Coinbase, Kraken, et cetera, on the exchanges. Actually, Vinny Lingham is here as well, founder of Gift, GYFT.
Oh, wow.
And his new company called Civic, or Civic.com,
which
is identity on the blockchain. It launched yesterday.
Wow.
So invested in a lot of companies in the space. And you can also co-invest with me if you're an accredited investor at Angel.co or AngelList. I try to syndicate what deals I can as often as I can.
How would people find out more about that?
Again, Angel.co is AngelList. And then you look up Blockchain Capital, which would be my firm, or me individually, Brock Pierce. I syndicate a deal every month or two.
And what does that mean, syndicate a deal?
It means for example, if I invest a half a million dollars into a company, and I'll be syndicating a deal hopefully later this week or next week, where I invested a half a million, and I'm going to also then give other people an ability to co-invest with me. Again, if you're an accredited investor, and it's investments as small as $1,000 per person.
But you have to be accredited, which means that you got a mill.
Yeah, well, and eventually there's now with the Jobs Act, and you have a number of new ways of crowdfunding.
Okay.
Non-accredited investors will be able to do things now, but I'm not currently syndicating to those channels
yet. Okay, gotcha.
How did you find blockchain technology, Bitcoin? I mean, what was your introduction to this world?
You came on early on.
Yeah, so in 1999, you had the emergence of persistent worlds or video games that didn't shut off, massively multiplayer games, things like World of Warcraft,
right.
Second Life. But prior to those...
We had a studio in Second Life.
There were earlier games, Meridian 59, Ultima Online, EverQuest, and I recognized that inside of these virtual worlds, you had digital currency and assets and things that had value, but there was no game company in the world selling them. And so I became kind of the main market maker for that industry in 2000-2001. I built up a supply chain of 400,000 people in China that were playing video games professionally for me to mine digital currency I would sell into Western worlds. So I did about $20 or $30 billion of business in that space. I was paid
wow.
Apple's largest merchant, Google's biggest advertiser in the early days, and naturally Bitcoin was on my radar from inception.
That's how I understood Bitcoin early on. I understood, you know, getting little gold coins for smashing mushrooms or whatever it is that you do in the video game world. I understood that it would be, if those things became valuable, it would be relatively easy to spoof them or counterfeit them. So you needed some uncounterfeitable way to produce basically a money for the internet. And so the idea that the internet would have its own currency made great sense to me. And since the internet is so integrated into our own lives, that money would wash in and out of the real world.
Yeah, so that's what led me to the space. And when I saw, someone called me up and said, "Hey, Brock, what do you think of this Bitcoin thing?" I hadn't heard of it yet.
Okay.
So I said, "I'm on another line. Give me 15 minutes. I'll call you back." Google. I'm like, oh, and my first perception of it is extremely interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this or something like it is the future.
Yep.
I just don't know if the future is now or 25 years from now. So it wasn't until 2012 where I said, okay, critical mass is forming. Momentum is building. Lightning in a bottle has now been captured. I said, I got to stop everything I'm doing. The future is now. And I've been working full time in the space since 2012.
Now, you had some comments this morning, I think, during the opening segments about Ether and the hard fork, which apparently just happened today. Now, for our listeners who, you know, haven't been paying close attention, Ether is number two to Bitcoin at the moment.
As a currency, but
right.
It is something entirely different. It's basically like, instead of virtual currency, it's virtual law.
Well, right, that's more of the Ethereum. So Ether is the currency Ethereum,
okay.
Which is a much larger concept. But there was this whole controversy with the DAO tokens, the decentralized autonomous organization. These things got sold. There was someone who kind of took advantage of the system that was created around that and emptied out a bunch of accounts. This hard fork happened, which means they could sort of go back in time and sort of start over from the point before this person took advantage of that system. And you were kind of arguing, or you were talking about your thoughts on that you supported the hard fork. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I mean,
because there's controversy about this.
Support, I mean, it's a bad situation, and it's not an issue with, I think, the Ethereum protocol itself. It's kind of like Mt. Gox as it relates to Bitcoin.
Sure.
That was Mark Karpeles' fault. In this case, it was the Slockit and DAO founders' faults. They were reckless.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, caused a lot of harm to everyone in the end. No harm, but harm to the Ethereum ecosystem and, you know, the faith and support of it. So all around bad situation. The question is, do you let everyone lose their $150 million or do you do a hard fork?
And it's a hard lesson. $150 million lesson is a hard lesson.
Yeah. So all around bad situation, you know. You know,
but there was
so the question is the lesser of two evils. I'm of the opinion that the hard fork was the better of the two scenarios, but that's an awful outcome.
Yeah,
it's awful that this happened. It undermines the entire ethos of the ecosystem. So,
but
you were able
again?
To get people their money back. Hopefully everyone is wiser and smarter and it doesn't happen again. I'm a pragmatist. So, you know, code is law. I do believe that is the future and that is the world we're building toward. But, you know, it's the early days. We're going to make mistakes. And the ability to fix it and make everyone whole and avoid government intervention, which is what would have happened when people lose $150 million,
yeah.
There would be some peanuts. There'd be indictments. Obviously not good things for the overall ecosystem. And it would have extended beyond just Ethereum. It would have been bad for everybody. And, you know, it's an awful outcome. It's horrifying it happened, and again, it's the Slockit founders' faults. They didn't do their jobs well.
Yeah, I like
they were
you
reckless
said
and took advantage of a market opportunity versus, you know, testing things.
I like that you said that this is still the early days. I mean, even though Bitcoin's been around for 7 or so years at this point, we're still in the early part of this. I mean, if you think about gold and silver and other currencies and how long they've been around.
5,000-plus years.
Right.
By the way, we're still in the early days of our existing financial system. It's only a little over 40 years old.
We're in the early days of indoor plumbing. I mean, it's really, you know, small group primates that have just dug ourselves out of caves recently.
So thank you. you for coming on Free Talk Live with us here. Folks can check out your website, which is blockchain.capital, and if they want to invest, there are ways to do that, right?
Angel.co is a great thing. In the same way we're democratizing the financial system, I love what AngelList is doing in crowdfunding. We're democratizing the world of early stage finance, and, you know, let it all be free.
Brock, it's been a pleasure having you on Free Talk Live. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And we're here at D10E. We've got all kinds of interesting people to talk to, so stay tuned for more Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-930-9765. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-930-9765. 1-800-930-9765.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser-loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. We're here. here at D10E, the Decentralization Technology Conference. Looks like things are really picking up in here. We're in the sort of the vendor area, and there's all kinds of interesting speakers, but there's also really interesting vendors here as well. And I saw people trying on VR goggles earlier today, and there is apparently a VR company here, and it's TimeTex. TimeTex.com. We've got Peng Wang with us here. Peng, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Oh, my pleasure.
Now, what brings you guys to this conference?
What brings you to the conference?
Well, initially, D10E has reached out to us, and they heard we offer this VR live streaming services, and we thought, you know, it's a great opportunity to showcase our own VR camera and also, you know, the live stream service that we can provide to the public, and that's how we get connected.
This is the first live streamed convention ever, right?
This is the first live VR, VR convention. Yes, live stream.
Live stream VR, yeah.
Now, I've used the YouTube VR feature with the 360 degree. That's where you guys are streaming today, right, is over on YouTube.
That's correct. That's a platform that, you know, is ready and available for everyone to do the live VR streaming. And you can watch it with VR glasses, mm-hmm. or you don't need the VR glasses. Just on your regular laptop or computers, you can just use the mouse and drag the screen and turn
around.
You can
look wherever you want to. So
exactly.
If you're in here, your camera's sort of up front right by the stage. You can look real close up at the speaker, but you can also turn around and look at the audience reactions.
That's actually, I was telling the audience today, so be prepared and you know, just pay attention, because everyone's going to be on camera today.
Yep.
It's not only
if you're
speaker,
picking your nose,
so
someone's going to see
it. Yes, exactly. No no bad behaviors, though. You make sure you have your best smiles on the camera, so.
Yeah, it's amazing technology. Now, these 3D cameras range from $300 on up to thousands and thousands of dollars. So what's the price range of what you guys are putting together?
Well, right now we don't have a price range, but I can tell you we are definitely in the high end.
It looks high end.
Because we build the highest quality cameras in the industry.
Yep.
So what the problem with what available on the market with the VR amateur cameras, they don't last long. If you want to shoot for serious professional filming or live streaming for hours, they will bust it in 5 or 10 minutes.
Mm. Like but break hours or discharge?
Just discharge. It will just shut down automatic. Okay. You know, because just when you have so many cameras all mounted together,
sure.
They produce so much heat.
Yeah.
And
oh,
the
wow.
amateur cameras just cannot handle that much of the heat. And the camera that we build here is one of the professional camera lenses that they use for shooting Hollywood movies and videos. It's so much professional, and it has a lot of, you know, capability to handle the heat and also offer lots of the professional features that you don't get on the amateur cameras.
Now, I got to see the 3D VR feature that you guys have, and I've seen virtual reality through the Google Cardboard, that kind of thing, on my phone, you know, stick it up there, and it was really cool. It was really cool. But this, it takes it to a whole new level. It's just something entirely different, and you guys are the only ones that do 3D VR, is that right?
Well, right now, that's our expertise. That's what we get into. And, you know, most of VR content right now is just flat. We are the one that's doing the 3D VR.
I noticed that there's something weird about watching the VR that's flat, whereas the 3D seemed to be
a pop.
It seemed like that was my eyes are used to looking at, I guess.
Exactly.
So it was much more comfortable for my brain.
Yes, that's what the 3D VR is good about. You know, the figures and the object in the content is pop up. That's what the human eyes used to, mm-hmm. you know, for pop up like 3D images, not like just a flat images.
And this is huge. I mean, this is the year. 2016 is basically the virtual reality year. The Oculus Rift, of course, launched earlier this year. I know there's a PlayStation 1 that's going to be coming out. You guys aren't just doing hardware. You're also doing the software side of VR.
Right. Yeah, so we build a camera, and we're also going to use a camera, you know, to produce the contents of videos and movies. Actually, we are in a talk with the award-winning producer, and he interested in getting the camera to shoot some of the short sitcoms and for his project. So we're just in talk about that. And also, we're into creating VR videos and VR simulations, like the one that you just saw, that's, you know, a couple soccer players playing in a stadium. So that's a 3D VR simulation project. It's not a real shooting VR, but it's a real player playing in a simulated stadium.
Yeah, I can only imagine once that becomes interactive what it would be like, you know, video games where you actually get a little exercise or, you know, that's becoming very popular now with Pokemon Go. And I can only imagine once you can wield a sword and slay a dragon how people are going to really enjoy that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yes.
You'll be knocking all your lamps off of it. You almost decked somebody today because you were pointing something out.
I was pointing at something in the camera, and and Peng and the partner were right there, and I almost poked him when I was pointing.
Definitely. You know, when we do the demonstration to any of the newcomers who are new to this field, we always have to bodyguard them, make sure they don't hurt others or get themselves hurt. So I'd be definitely
It's very real.
Yeah.
In one case, you guys that were taking pictures, I think in Vancouver or something like that.
Yes.
In downtown Vancouver. And it was very, very realistic. It wasn't like what I'd seen on Google Cardboard, which was looked like rudimentary graphics as far as old video game graphics is what it looked like.
Absolutely, yes, yeah, of course, yes. Because there's so many ideas that we want to use the VR camera and the VR technology to embrace the industry. Like, for example, tourism. You know, you just brought a very good point there. You know, if you shoot a video for one city or for a national park, it's just to give everyone the feeling that they were there. So it's great for promoting images and businesses and anything that you want to, you know, bring people that they cannot physically be there.
Yeah, that would be awesome to even have it in the radio studio. It's the only way I'm ever going to get to the top of Mount Everest is using this technology. So what do you guys see for the future for your company?
Well, we definitely want to continue on the research and development, so we'll be keeping on. Because the VR technology is changing so fast, like everyone's saying, this year is a VR born like year zero. And things moving so fast, as a big, you know, giant company moving into the space, we can only see this is going to be changing faster and faster, not same pace. So we're going to keep up our R&D, and we are actually in research of the next generation of the VR camera already, and that will be available for the 3D VR.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, you guys are going to be way out ahead of everybody else at this point.
That's what we're targeting, yes.
It's hard racing, though. I mean, because there's always somebody catching up on your heels. And like you said, I mean, this is year zero, as you pointed out, at least for the consumer. There's obviously been a lot of development over 20 years for virtual
reality.
But
it's definitely exciting, right? We are very excited about what we can bring to the public and also to business. You know, everyone have a brand new experience. So we love to see people when they put on glasses and they wow, you know, what they have seen and if they have never experienced VR before.
So right now, D10E is streaming live. By the time our listeners hear this, it will not be streaming live, but you'll have the archives up at YouTube. And this is on your channel, which is Time Technologies VR channel.
Correct.
On YouTube. So people will be able to go there, be able to watch all the presentations, I presume. Do you have a camera in each room? Because there's two different rooms.
Yes.
Here.
So we have a camera, VR camera in each of the room, but we only have our own camera in the main room. The other room is another camera.
Is a lesser camera.
Just for comparison.
Yeah, thanks for coming on here. And people, I'm sure, are going to want to take a look at this. Whether you've got the goggles or not, you can go and check out. Search for D10E on YouTube. Thank you, Peng, for coming on Free Talk Live.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
That's Peng Wang from Time Technologies, timetecs.com. More Free Talk Live from D10E coming up.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at D10E, the Decentralization Conference. D10E.org is the website. By the way, big thanks to Arcade City for making our appearance here possible. Of course, Arcade City, the decentralized ride-sharing app that will be an app very, very soon. Late August is the expectation, but they've already exploded in popularity in Austin, Texas. We're going to be talking with Christopher David today here from the conference. But we've got all kinds of interesting people around, including an artist. Cryptograffiti is here with us in our little makeshift remote studio. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. How
are
you?
Thanks a lot for having me, guys.
Yeah, you've got artwork scattered about the area here, and they're obviously cryptocurrency-related pieces of art. Your website that I've got pulled up here, cryptograffiti.com.
Cryptograffiti? Or?
I mean, it looks like crypto, but you were pronouncing it cryptograffiti.
Yeah, okay. Think of it cryptography and then graffiti together.
So, and people can go there and, I presume, order some of these fine pieces of work through your website. But, yeah, let's talk about you. How did you get involved in this, and this, the whole cryptocurrency scene first? And I presume you've been an artist for a while. So to kind of tell your coming to where you are story.
Sure. So prior to being an artist, I had a startup, and a developer that was working on the project with me asked to be paid in Bitcoin. This is back in 2011. And it's the old story of, you know, had I paid him in Bitcoin for the work that he was doing back then, he would be sitting very pretty right now. So that's how I first learned of it and was doing some random sketches and thinking of what Bitcoin and art would look like. And then in the last few years, I took it even more seriously and focused on it more and started doing street art that included a QR code. So I was placing works around San Francisco and Seattle when I would travel that related to Bitcoin to help spread the word. And the QR code would allow people, passersby, to send bits in support of the work.
Did they do that very often?
I had a few people do it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can't imagine too many people would just, you know, find some graffiti and, oh, there's a QR code. I'll send some Bitcoin to it.
Right.
First people have to have cryptocurrencies.
Then they'd have to know that that was a QR code to which they could send.
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
So you could probably imagine in Mission District in San Francisco is where a couple times it happened. I had a piece that depicted Charlie Shrem kind of in prison within the Federal Reserve that he actually saw and then sent some bits in support, and he now has that piece.
It's so prophetic.
Right. And he's out, so it's good to have him.
Yeah, I hear he's doing well, by the way, just as an aside.
Yeah. So I started with the street art and then gravitated into fine art. So
yeah, well, I was going to say, what's the difference between street art and fine art? I'm not an art critic, so I would have no idea.
Nah, no worries. So
you can buy fine art.
You can buy street art. A lot of
you
street
tear
art.
Tear the wall off? I mean,
yeah. You could do the Banksy and take a chainsaw to it. But that's kind of the main difference. You know, street art tends to be out on the streets and more murals and stenciling and that type of work, whereas fine art
is done in a studio.
Yeah, more tangible. So I was lucky enough to be able to display some works here. And
did they reach out to you?
No, I reached out to Tiffany and said, you know, hey, my studio's four blocks away. This would be really symbiotic. It can spruce up a little kind of drab hotel atmosphere and get people to view my work. And so it ended up working out really well.
One of the cool pieces here is the Brave the Having, which has it's got that kind of like communist propaganda style to it. There's like the worker with the pickaxe. And if you actually get really close and look at it, the pickaxe and the worker's helmet and his arms are actually made up of old credit cards, or what looks like old credit cards.
Correct, yeah. So there's a few pieces that I have on display here, which are made of cut-up, destroyed credit cards that have been put in a blender. And then,
blend?
Right, yeah, they do. It's pretty toxic. You can't breathe that stuff in. Mm-hmm. So the materials that I use oftentimes are from legacy, you know, fiat payment systems. The overarching theme to the work is cryptocurrency related. I only accept cryptocurrency for my work.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, and so it's nice because it allows me to use a variety of media and experiment with different forms. I recently did a 3D printed piece, and you know, so the common denominator is cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, and a wide range of works.
There's a lot of texture to your work. I mean, you know, they things pop out. They're, I don't know whether they're cut with X-Acto knives or how it is that you do your thing. That's obviously not probably it's a bit of a trade secret, but it's they aren't flat. Generally.
Yeah. There's some pieces here that have been laser cut to give it some depth. Mm-hmm. I have pieces that, like I said, have been 3D printed that are on display here. Sculpture, you know, a really wide range, and I like the variety that being able to kind of explore different current technologies. For instance, the latest piece I did was a coin bank that was 3D printed, and then there's a QR code on the cork on the bottom it's kind of like a modern day version of what was the oldest way to store money, which was money boxes, which date back to the second century BC. And so this is using some of the latest manufacturing techniques. This is like the modern day version of that. You can scan the QR code on the bottom of the coin bank, put in the Bitcoin and store it that way. And if you want to put your private key inside, you can.
Yeah, we could. Fine art is, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that want to do art for a living. It's one of those careers where there's, you know, demand for the career is significantly higher than, you know, the I suppose supply is significantly higher than demand. You're able to make a living doing, you know, crypto art?
I am. It's going well. I helped organize a show a couple months ago that was all cryptocurrency artists. There's not many of us, but the ones that I really like, I invited to come here to San Francisco. And so there were five artists total, including myself, all of us accepting Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And we had a speaker. It was in conjunction with the local meetup group. So it was very successful. There's a lot of attendees and a lot of work sold, and it was a very good sign for the space, because I think it catches a lot of people's eye because they're not used to physical things in the cryptocurrency space.
Right. It gives people a way to sort of enjoy and think about you know, the cryptocurrencies in the real world. You know,
these are conversation starters. Yeah. I mean, you've got. There's a kind of variety of pieces that you have here, everything from sort of the profound, there's those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. That was one that I think you liked a lot.
I really like that,
old newspaper articles. Like,
I put it on the Free Talk Live's Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com.
And then you've got, like, bank logos or the MasterCard logo that you've reworked, taking their logo as inspiration and then made it blockchain-related or Bitcoin-related.
Right.
If you were to take something like that and, you know, put it up on a wall or in a business, it's probably going to get people talking. What is that?
Yeah, so that's whenever there's movements in society, artists help to kind of distill the message and get it out there to the masses. And so for those bank pieces in particular, I've had a lot of people who are like, hey, is that the Citi logo? Oh, what's okay? BTC? That's Bitcoin. What's going on here? And it's a way for me to engage in conversation and talk to them more about cryptocurrency and why it's beneficial. So it helps serve a bridge. A lot of people are visual, and so
right.
With so many programmers in the cryptocurrency space, I think it's needed to have different walks of life that can help explain what it is to other people who may not be as tech forward. So kind of like how infographics
help explain.
Yeah, explain and distill. It's similar with art.
Cryptograffiti, I appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live. Your website again, cryptograffiti.com. People can go see your art there, maybe order it as well.
Yeah, and I post on Twitter a lot, too. It's just at Cryptograffiti or Instagram as well.
Perfect.
Thank you guys for having me.
I appreciate it. So we're here live from D10E. We're recording live from D10E. We're going to continue. Lots of interesting folks to talk to here. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Buy in. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are here at D10E, the Decentralization Conference, with our first and arguably probably the most important guest of the entire conference here in San Francisco, John McAfee. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. You just got off the stage with a fireside chat all about security, and after listening to that, I am super paranoid.
Yeah, no doubt.
So you were talking about all the security vulnerabilities like keyloggers and screen captures that you're saying could make it pretty easy for people to lose access to their cryptocurrencies. Can you kind of recap for our audience what you were saying on stage?
Yeah, it's not just cryptocurrencies. I think it's every aspect of modern technology. We have spent so much time on encryption and point-to-point communications, and no one's listening to that anymore. There is no more man in the middle. The hacker toolkits have now focused on the smartphones, the mobile devices that we carry with us, and they become extraordinarily sophisticated at spoofing. For example, you might get an email from a close friend. Mm-hmm. Saying, hey, you got to look at this, and I'll have a link. Well, as soon as you click that link, the hacker owns you.
Really?
This is how it happens. It's called phishing. So you click the link.
Right.
The next thing that happens is you have an application downloaded on your phone, and for most phones, that app can root your phone right there on the spot. After
wow.
It's rooted, the hacker gains control. They now own your microphone, your camera. They watch every keystroke that you type in, and they can do screen captures selectively that will give them every piece of information that you input and you see. So all of your seed keys for wallets, when that's displayed on a screen and you're writing them down, so is the hacker in Lithuania or wherever. They're writing down those same keys.
That's really disturbing, because what you're talking about there is when somebody installs a new Bitcoin wallet, says, hey, you need to back up your information.
Yes.
You don't want to lose your money.
Right.
And then it displays this 12-word key onto
right.
the screen. And you're saying that if a hacker's got access, instantly they've got the ability to get all of your Bitcoin.
Right.
There.
And it astonishes me. I mean, whenever I almost all of my wallets will say, please, do you want to back up your wallet? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Well, what you're asking me to do is to give whatever hacker is in my phone all the information that you want me to have.
So, but to get that malware or that hacker app installed on the phone, you said you accidentally click a link in an email, you think it was
yes.
legit, it downloads the program, but don't you still have to tell the phone to install that program?
Let me tell you something. You can do a drive-by of a website. If you've ever been to a porn website,
I've
probably none of you guys, but at least one or two people in the world have.
I've heard that happens on the Internet.
Statistically, that's 90% of the Internet traffic. So someone, either there's one person
who's
seriously watching porn, or a lot of people are.
Yep.
Every one of those sites, as soon as you access the site, it sets, if you're running Android, for example, your download unauthorized application to on.
Mm-hmm.
So right now it says, okay, you can do that. And so all you have to do is run the root program. Which happens as soon as you click on the next link on any website, or if you click on that link in your email. So suddenly that program is running because you've clicked it, saying, run this, do this. And as soon as that is done, you're owned. This is the problem. People do not understand how simple it is. These hacker toolkits are extraordinarily sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
So while we're all worrying about encryption, who cares? I'm serious. Who cares? No one's listening in the middle anymore.
All right. So what's the solution, right? I mean,
is there a solution?
Is there something? Because
I just want to turn my phone off at this
point. People are going to continue being clueless, so that's a major factor. They're uneducated, and they're
yes.
not going to get educated. Is there anything that people can do?
Well, yeah. I mean, number one, be aware of it.
Right.
The Pokemon Go, all right, which is all the rage now. You know, tens of millions of kids and adults are all running around the world with their phones looking for these strange creatures.
I just caught a fluffernutter in the hallway.
Spectacular, and congratulations. However,
you're playing it?
I have the game. I've downloaded the game, but I don't know what a fluffernutter is. It's like a sandwich.
Yeah.
What happened is that the game became so popular so fast that everybody is now looking at it. And someone said, now, wait a minute. This game, you gave permission to read your emails. And so then the developers go, oh, my God, that was a mistake. We know that was not a mistake. There are a quarter of a million apps that you have given permission to read your emails. And they don't need to read them. Why?
Why would they?
Because information is the currency of exchange
sure.
in this modern world. Do you think it's cash? No, it's information. Why? Because if you have information and I want to sell you something, it becomes much easier. Now, that's okay, because I can choose not to buy it. Unfortunately, those same facilities that allow these apps to get information to sell you something are used by hackers to get information to steal something. Big difference here. And so because Android and iOS and BlackBerry and everything else is designed from the ground up to allow apps to access your private life, then it makes it easy for hackers. They're basically going, here, every new version of Android is a new hacker toolkit for hackers. They're going, oh, God, this is so simple.
So is the best answer to just get rid of your phone?
No, absolutely not. The best answer is to understand that someone is probably watching you. Someone else might be listening to you. A whole bunch of apps are reading your emails. And if you go through, I will challenge all the listeners to go into their phone, go into the application manager, and look at the permissions that you have granted without even looking at them. How many people actually read these 50-page contracts going, please read this, do you accept our conditions? Nobody. We want the program or the game, or because our friend has and says, God, this is great and it's free.
There's nothing
free in life. Yeah. So be aware, number one. And number two, if you have something seriously important on your smart device, on your mobile device, then please be aware that that is at risk. So if you have a wallet with a ton of money in it, a ton of bitcoins mm-hmm. or litecoins or ethers, then please use a hardware wallet with its own screen, so that no hacker can actually get access to your seed keys. it's impossible because the device is not like the Trezor. It is not big enough. There's not enough memory. There's not enough processing in it for a hacker to get into that device and read those seed keys. So that's the only safety. But who's going to do that? It's expensive, time-consuming. You got to wait for the device to arrive, $150. So, but are you willing to risk losing everything in that wallet, or are you willing to take the time and energy to save it?
$150 is a small investment in
right.
that case.
The other thing is do not keep everything in one wallet. Spread it out over as many devices as you can, or as many different wallets mm-hmm. as you can.
So diversifying your risk.
It makes it more difficult for the hacker to get access to everything that you have. So what you're risking is a small percentage of your total worth.
John, let's talk about you and what's next for you. You just wrapped up a presidential campaign, shoot for the Libertarian Party's nomination, and I've noticed here at this conference, apparently some of your new people that you've hired for whatever it is you're doing used to be on your campaign, so you've brought a lot of your campaign yeah. staff in. What are they doing? What's your plan? Where are you going from here?
Okay, after the campaign, I took over as the prospective CEO of MGT. MGT, we're changing it to McAfee Global Technologies. It's a public company on the New York Stock Exchange. Mm-hmm. And what we are doing is developing solutions for all of these problems that I've been bringing up. For example, the problem of securing yourself from your own lack of understanding or from the errors that you make. By the way, most of the bitcoins are lost, not to people stealing them today, mm-hmm. but to you accidentally losing them. Or doing something foolish, and they just vanish into thin air. For example, if you have Ethereums and you have Bitcoins and you want to transfer one to another, there are facilities for doing that. Shapeshift is one of them. There are a number of others. But in order to do it, you've got to bring up three different programs and keep moving back and forth between them. I have a receive address at the facility that's going to be doing the exchange. I have a receive address for my wallet. I have a send address from yet one other wallet. Good heavens, I get confused. And I think I understand this well. And
right.
so even I get confused. So what we're doing at MGT is we are combining all these things into one synthesized application so that you can't cut your own foot off, so to speak, by making errors. And it's easy to make errors now. It is complex for the average user. It's complex even for the experienced user sometimes.
It certainly is.
Especially if you have Litecoins and Ethers and Bitcoins and Dogecoins, then suddenly the world becomes so complex.
So MGT is moving into the cryptocurrency space?
Well, we are in
yeah.
the security space.
Okay.
And cryptocurrency is certainly one aspect of the security space that needs addressing, far more than any other. And why? Because it is the newest.
So we're short on time. Where does somebody go to learn more about MGT?
You can go to mgtci.com.
Mgtci.com.
MGT is being talked about on all of the stock exchange chat rooms and things. We're very high profile because I am the CEO. And
John, it's been great having you here on Free Talk Live.
All right.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You could be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.